Master of the Woodland.
Ranger Bill, warrior of the woodland, struggling against extreme odds, traveling dangerous trails, showing rare courage in the face of disaster. In the air. On horseback. Or in a screaming squad car. Ranger Bill, his mind alert, a ready smile, unswerving, loyal to his mission. And all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.
The old town sure is changing these days.
That's right, old timer. This new water tank is just another sign of how knotty pine is growing.
How many gallons of water will the new tank hold?
I don't know for sure, pal. But you can see that it's going to be a big one.
I'll say. It looks like one of those big petroleum tanks over at the refinery.
Remember the old days, Bill, when we first come here? Knotty Pine was just a nice, quiet little town.
I can even remember that, Stumpy. And I haven't been here as long as you guys have.
Well, as the town grows, so grows the need for more water. I know a lot of people will be glad when this new tank goes into operation. There are times when the water pressure really gets low.
There sure are, Sonny. If you ever try to get a glass of water just about the time they put one of them commercials on TV, and the faucet just dribbles.
I guess everyone else in town's doing the same thing, huh, Stumpy?
Sure must be. Now I figure the TV folks know it, too.
Why do you say that?
Well, they play them commercials about 10 times louder than the rest of the program, just so you can hear them from the kitchen. Even if you don't want to leave the room, you almost have to, so you can preserve your hearing.
I agree with you there, old-timer. But I'm afraid that's one problem this new water tank will not solve.
It'll do enough good without bothering about TV.
You ain't just gargling sarsaparilla, Sonny. This new water tank will make a lot of people real happy and wet.
Hey! Hey, Henry! Hey, wait up!
Hi, Alec.
Hi. Hey, where are you headed for?
I don't know. I was just coming from the ranger station. There isn't anything happening over there this afternoon.
You want to have a little fun?
What doing?
You know that new water tank they're building?
Sure.
Well, let's go over and have a look at her.
What for?
Well, pretty soon they're going to start using the thing, and then there won't be a chance to look it over. Hey, today's a perfect day. They aren't working on it, and we can just look around as we please. They won't be back until tomorrow.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. We won't hurt anything. I just want to see what it looks like close up. Are you with me?
Well, okay. For a little while. Then I've got to get back home. Bill is going to show me...
This isn't an overnight expedition, Henry. I just want to go over to the new water tower and look around. Boy, there's some swell machinery over there. Come on.
Hey, you aren't going to try to start that big crane, are you?
Nah, they took the keys with them anyhow. Well, besides, I could never run a big thing like this. I just wanted to see what it looked like from up here in the driver's seat.
They sure need a lot of stuff to build one of these tanks. It looks like it's all finished to me.
I told you they were going to start using it one of these days. I guess they just have a few more finishing touches, and then they can fill her up.
It's a good thing we came when we did. In a couple of days, all this stuff might be out of here.
See? I told you. Now, aren't you glad you came?
I guess so, Alec. You're pretty smart sometimes.
Well, that's what my mother calls me all the time.
What?
Smart Alec. Hey, let's look around the big tank. Maybe we can see how it's put together.
Okay. Boy, it sure is a huge tank.
Yeah.
How big around do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know. Plenty big, though.
Look at these seams.
Seams?
That's right. That's what they call these places where the metal is welded together.
My mother makes seams in things she sews.
That's just about the same thing.
Boy, I hope these seams stay together better than the one my mother makes.
Boy, if this tank ever burst open after it's filled with water, it could flood out the whole south side of Knotty Pond.
Henry, look.
What?
That ladder going up to the top.
What about it?
Boy, what a view of Knotty Pine you could get from the top of this thing.
If there even is a top on it.
Well, let's go up there and see.
I don't know, Alec. Maybe we...
Ah, come on. We'll just go up to the top and look around. It's probably a swell view.
Do you think that ladder will hold you?
Me?
Well, do you think it'll hold us?
That's more like it. Sure it'll hold us. Well, they put it up there for workmen, didn't they? And they're a lot heavier than we are.
I guess so. It's just that usually on a tank this big, they have stairs. You know, those metal stairs that kind of circle around the thing.
I told you they had a few finishing touches to do on this thing. That's probably one of them. But don't worry. This ladder looks plenty strong. Look, it's made of metal. Come on.
Well, okay. I guess we can't do any harm.
Well, that's for sure. Come on, I'll go first. Boy, what a ways up. Here, now watch your step. Boy, sure are a lot of steps.
Doesn't look this high from the ground.
Just a little ways more.
I hope so.
There. I'm up.
Me too. And am I out of breath?
Henry, look around. What a view.
It's like standing still in an airplane.
Yeah.
You can see the whole town of Knotty Pine. Look. See? Over there. There's the ranger station.
Yeah. And up that way. That's where I live.
And you can see the docks over there on the Shady River.
Wow. Wow, I wish we had a camera. We could take some swell shots from up here.
I'll say. Oops.
Well, what's the matter?
I just looked down. We really are high up. Maybe we'd better move back a little from the edge.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hey, oh, careful. Don't trip over that little opening there.
Thanks.
Hey, I wonder what that opening is.
Looks like a little door to me.
Yeah, I know, but I wonder where it goes.
Probably down inside the tank. There isn't anywhere else to go.
Oh, yeah, there's a ladder leading down there. But I can't see anything else. It's too dark.
That's too bad. I'd like to see what the inside of this thing looks like. Well, let's walk over to the other side of the tank and see the view from there.
Not so fast, Henry. Hey, this looks like a lot more interesting. We can always see Knotty Pine.
You mean that little door?
No, I mean down inside this little door. How many people do you know who have ever been inside a big water tank like this one?
I don't know anybody like that. Wait a minute. You mean you want to climb down inside here?
Why not?
Well, you don't know what's down there.
Well, that's why I want to climb down. Come on, Henry. This is a chance of a lifetime.
That's what that man at the fair last year said to me. And I lost a lot of money throwing little hoops over worthless junk.
Oh, now, this isn't like that at all. I mean it. Hey, look, you and I will be able to say after today that we have actually been inside the big water tank of Knotty Pine. Nobody will ever be able to say that but us.
Well...
That's the spirit. Okay, now look, I'll lower myself down. I'd better go all the way, and then I'll call for you. That way, if there is something that makes it hard for us, well, I'll know, and then we both won't be hanging on that little ladder.
Alec, I just don't know.
But you soon will. Adios, amigo.
Boy, the way that ladder in there wiggles. I'm glad we didn't try it both at once. It's only hooked over the edge up here. Guess it isn't supposed to be permanent. Well, one good thing, as long as that ladder's wiggling, I know that Alec is on the other end.
That sure was a surprise. The way the ladder just ended. Here's the ladder. Good. I thought for a minute that it might be too high above the bottom to grab. Hey, I must be all the way to the floor of this big tank. Wow. Look how small that little door looks up there. I can't see a thing down here.
Alec! Are you all right?
I'm okay, Henry. Come on down.
Just look how little he looks up there. Well, this place must be as big as a ball field. Are you pretty close, Henry?
I must be. You sound pretty close.
Well, watch out. The ladder just kind of ends a little ways from the floor.
Thanks. I'll be...
Whoa.
Well, you did warn me. Hey, it sure is dark down here.
I know, but I couldn't find the light switch. Why, isn't this great, Henry? We're at the bottom of this big tank.
It'd be greater if we could see anything. I can't even see the ladder we came down on.
Don't worry about that. I've got that all figured out. All you have to do is to stand under that little door up there. You can see it, all right.
Oh, sure. And the ladder should be right there.
Right, right.
I'll have to say it again about you.
What's that?
Smart Alec. Well, now that we're down here, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Feel our way around the sides, I guess. At least we ought to be able to say we know what the inside feels like.
Okay. We might just as well start out in any direction. We're bound to find a wall sooner or later. Will you lead?
How can I? I can't even see where we're going. And you couldn't follow anyway. You couldn't see to do it. I'll just start out and you can follow my voice. Let's see. Maybe I'll start in this direction. Oh.
Alec, are you all right?
As far as I know, I am.
What was all that?
I'm not sure. But if it's what I think it is, we're in trouble. Just a minute, I'll check.
What is it?
Oh, no. It is. Henry, I must have bumped into the ladder, and it came unhooked up above and dropped inside here with us.
Uh-oh. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe we can rehook it.
I'm afraid not, Henry. It's too long and heavy to move. It fell over against the side, and that's too far away from that little door to get back out. Oh, Henry, we're trapped.
Well, here we are. Let's get to it.
Yep, I don't see why we had to come out here and start her up tonight.
Like I told you, it takes a good 12 hours to fill. We want to check it for leaks in the morning. That means we got to fill it during the night.
Yep, I guess so.
I'll flip you to see who climbs up to the top and shuts that little door.
Never mind, I'll do it. You always seem to win anyways. Some climb. I'll be glad when they get them stairs put up. What they really need is an elevator. Looks like that ladder we got hooked up to go down into the tank's gone. I must have fell inside. Guess it don't matter none. I better get this door closed and get back down. There. Now we can start filling this thing up. It's a good thing we're doing this now or there ain't anybody working here. If somebody was to get caught down inside there when we was filling it, and I guess they'd never be around to tell what it was like.
Okay, Mike, you can start her filling.
Hey, what was that?
Alec,
look. Well, look at what? I can't see a thing.
That's just it. A minute ago, we could at least see one thing. And now we can't even see it.
The little door up there. It's closed.
But how could it be? That's a heavy metal door. It couldn't blow shut or anything.
Well, that means there must be somebody up there, Henry. Hey! Help! Hey!
They'd never hear us from in here. These walls are too heavy.
Well, we've got to find some way to let them know we're in here. Hey, I know.
What?
This good luck stone I carry around in my pocket. We could pound on the walls with it and let them know we're in here.
It might work. I don't believe in good luck charms and things like that. But maybe if we use it that way, it'll get some results.
Here it is. Now, where's a wall?
Just start walking, Alec. We're bound to find one. Did you find one?
I'm not sure who found who.
Start pounding for all you're worth.
Okay, Henry. Hey, what's that?
I don't know. Hey, my feet are getting wet. Alec, they're starting to fill this tank up. Hit the wall. Pound as hard as you can. Help! Turn it off. Hey, there's nobody in here. Please turn it off.
There, that ought to do it. By the time we arrive for work in the morning, this tank ought to be just about full.
Yep. Now maybe we can get home, huh? I'm late for dinner already.
What's that?
Sounds like something hitting against the wall inside the tank.
I wonder what it could be.
I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. I remember. When I was up on top, I noticed that the ladder we hooked in there had fallen in. Probably being moved a little by all that water going in there.
I wonder if we ought to cut the filling. We get that thing out of there.
Yeah, them walls are strong enough to take a little bumping. Listen, that ain't very hard. Let's leave it go.
I guess you're right. Now, let's head for home.
That's what I say. I'm hungry.
No use, Alec. Either they can't hear us or there isn't anyone around anymore.
Oh, but Henry, what are we going to do? If they started filling this thing and went away, that means they're going to keep filling it all night. And it's already up to my waist.
Let me think, Alec. Can you swim?
Oh, that's the whole trouble. I can't. Well, even if I could, who could swim all night?
I know. Quick, find the ladder that fell in here.
But it isn't hooked up to the top anymore. It's just leaning against the side.
I know. But we could keep climbing it ahead of the rising water level, can't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Come on. Let's find it.
Hey, here it is. I found it.
Okay, keep talking. I'll follow the sound of your voice.
Over here, Alec. I'm right over here. You sound like you're getting closer. Over this way. Here. I
got you. Oh, let me get on that ladder.
It seems pretty steady.
Yeah.
I can swim, so I'll just hold on to it and stay in the water as it rises.
Henry.
What?
I just thought of something.
Well?
Well, if this tank is going to be filling up all night, what happens if it fills right up to the top?
I just don't know.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Carden. Alec? No, I haven't. He said he was coming over to see Henry? Well, he never came here. Maybe he met Henry outside. He left earlier this afternoon. Yes, Henry's late for dinner, too. And it's not like him not to leave word. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just about to do some checking myself. Maybe the boys are together. Certainly, Mrs. Carden. I'll let you know the minute I learn anything for certain. Where's Ed? Henry? No, Stumpy, that was Alec Carden's mother. She says that Alec is missing, too, and that he said he was coming over here to see Henry. You figure that they're together? Seems to be that way. I'd better make a few more calls and see what I can dig up. Frankly, I'm a little worried.
What time do you think it is?
I don't know. When you can't see out, there's no way of telling whether it's day or night or what.
I wonder how near the top we are.
Can't see that either. I wish I could think of something, but I just can't.
Well, maybe we could try and drink our way out.
That wouldn't do any good. If we got all this water inside us, we'd be too big to fit through the little door.
Henry, I'm scared. I'm really scared.
I know, Alec. I can remember being in a lot of tight spots. But I can never remember anything like this.
Hey!
What?
I just reached off this ladder, and I touched the wall.
The wall? That means...
I know that if I can touch the wall, that means we're just about to the end of the ladder. We won't be able to climb much higher.
And that water is still coming in.
I really don't know what to make of it, Bill. Henry's never done anything like this before.
I know, Stumpy. We've looked everywhere I can think of, even his favorite spots in the woods. And nothing.
It's starting to get daybreak, too. We've been looking all night for him.
I don't mind telling you, Stumpy, that I am really worried now. Let's stop for a minute and see what we have found out. Maybe if we go over it again, we can find something we missed.
Well... we know for sure that Henry met this Alec Carton, and the two of them went to that new water tank. But after that, nobody seen either one of them, nowheres. But we looked all over that place, couldn't find a thing. ever since you had that there telephone put here in the car, I think I'm hearing things when somebody calls.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Cal. No, no sign of either one of them. A little. We learned that they went to look at that new water tank, but there was no sign there. Everything looked like it was running in order. Hmm? Yes, I said running. Why? Well, it just looked like they were filling the tank, that's all. What? Sure, we'll meet you there right away.
What's the trouble?
Cal says that they have no authority to fill that tank yet. He needs our help in shutting it off.
Thanks for coming, Bill. I know you'd rather be out looking for Henry.
When you said what you did about this thing being able to flood most of the south side of Knotty Pine if it split, I really didn't have a lot of choice. How do you turn it off?
Well, I figure the valve is inside that big locked box, Bill. I was about to shoot off the lock when you came.
Well, carry on, Cal. Watch out for the ricochet.
There, that should do it. Now let's get this box open.
Looks like you were right, Cal. That there wheel-like thing must do the job.
Give me a hand with it, will you, Bill? Let's turn it off.
All right. There. That's got it. Now what?
I sent for the foreman to meet us here.
And I'm right here. What do you guys think you're doing?
This tank was being filled against the law, Mike. It has to be inspected before any water can be put in it.
We are testing it, Sheriff. Why do you think we filled it?
And what if it had burst during this little so-called test?
Well, we'd have caught it in time.
It's just fortunate for you that the whole southern section of Knotty Pine wasn't washed away while you were asleep last night.
Well, it didn't bust, did it? I don't know what everyone's getting so excited about.
I'm afraid we can't just drop this thing like this, Mike. Now, how do you empty the thing out?
It's got to be done pretty slow so that all the extra water in the city's drainage system don't flood a few cellars. Might take a couple of days.
Well, you can just hope that this tank holds for that time. Of all the downright stupid things.
I don't know. It all seemed like a good idea at the time. We thought if we took the night to fill it, we could get the thing done in a hurry and open her up for use that much earlier.
You can see how foolish that was, can't you, Mike?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, come on, I'll show you how to drain it. I'll need help getting it started anyhow.
All right.
Over here, we got to open this valve. Then somebody's got to climb up to the top and open a little door up there in the roof so that the pressure stays even.
Yeah, it's some climb.
I'll do it. Just tell me how it works. Well, this is the only little door up here. It must be this one. Now, let's see. He said to turn the handle clockwise and pull up. Looks as though the tank is filled almost to the top. Will take a while to drain, all right. Well, I might as well start down that long climb. It's quite a ways to the bottom.
Help.
What was that?
Somebody.
It's coming from inside the tank. Henry!
So Henry swam around and tried to open that little door himself, but he just kept pushing himself under the water.
I was beginning to think I couldn't hold out much longer.
Well, especially when he couldn't find the ladder again to hold on and rest.
But just then, Bill opened that little door.
And here we all are. Well, you two have had quite a night, haven't you? Oh, Alec, your mother is on her way here. She's been very worried.
We were all worried. Fiddle. If we'd known you were just out having a little swim, we'd have gone home to bed.
A little swim?
I thought Henry was going to drown. Well, he was in the water swimming around for what must have been hours.
You call that hard?
Don't you, Stumpy?
Why, when I was younger, I used to get up in the morning and swim across the Shady River 3 times before breakfast.
3 times?
Yep. 3 times. What's so funny?
Well, I was just wondering why you didn't swim it 4 times and get back to the side where you left your clothes.
Well, boys and girls, as you can see, curiosity can sometimes take you into some pretty tight spots. I hope when you get curious, you also use a little common sense along with it. And say, if you're curious about next week's story, we'll see you then for more adventure with
Ranger Bill!
Ranger Bill originates in the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.